Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Friday, August 21st, 2026. Welcome to episode 114 of Thread Snippings. On Friday afternoon, I went and hung out at my friends Chris and Nikki's house. I brought Chris and Nikki dinner in exchange for Chris helping me 3D print some parts for my accessories for my costume for Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. One of them on the regular PLA filament printer, and the other one on his nice fancy resin printer. They're both very small pieces. I brought them home with me, and I'm still working on them now. I am taking a break while the glue and the paint dry. The piece that was printed out of resin was the Von Zarovich family crest. Yes, somebody has made a 3D printer file for that. I'm going to attach it to the oval shape that I made out of epoxy resin to make a brooch that I'm going to wear to decorate my cloak or my dress. I'm also making another one to hold the cloak closed, which is going to be a symbol of a bat flying in front of the crescent moon. And the crescent moon part is the part that was printed on the PLA printer. The bat is actually a little wood keychain piece that I got at Gothicon a couple of weeks ago. In the fictional story that I'm writing about what happened after our Curse of Strahd campaign ended, it's actually my friend's character, not mine, who has this symbol of a bat flying in front of a crescent moon, but I think it's cool, and I wanted to recreate it anyway, because who at the party is going to know, and also I want to make a better closure for the cloak I have, which my character did have in the game, by the way, than the ties that the cloak came with. So I'm painting the family crest gold, the crescent moon silver, and the bat amber. That required me to look up exactly what does actual amber look like. So I had to mix together some of my orange, brown, and yellow paint that I'd gotten for previous cosplay projects. Those are drying right now. Also, I fixed my vampire bride veil, so it looks nicer, and it has a better support structure. It's actually made out of those little plastic picks that you use to hold a card in a flower arrangement, or at least that's what they're intended for. I used a wire cutter to cut them to the right length and turned them into support struts for the sides of the little sparkly tulle piece that sticks up from the top of the headpiece. So it will support itself better and it will stay up better. That is going to be very important during the party. I want it to look good in pictures. Also on my kitchen table right now, as I planned, I am re-gluing the feet of my California Girl supersuit, so hopefully that one will be ready to pack for Dragon Con soon.
Thanks for listening to Thread Snippings. The theme song for Thread Snippings is Puzzle Pieces by Lee Rosevier on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.